sorry. Okay, it's, what's the date? April 30th, Monday. The day started out really bad. I was cold, I had a sore throat, and my muscle testing didn't work. I could not connect to source. So I added another blanket to myself and observed, and my head was frozen. So, and it was really early too, like 6:30. So I found an attachment on my head. I removed it, and it returned my ability to muscle test. And am I attacked now? So I'm not attacked. So what I assume is she, the person who's attacking me, is flying back to California, or wherever she's flying to, and her flight left around now. It's 8:15. So she's busy. It's my heart. Is that person? Yeah, that person, I just connected to her. That person is really miserable. And she blames her misery on me. It's misery and anxiety and greed. That's what I find in her. I am not angry. It just doesn't make any sense. A couple of minutes ago, I muscle tested if I removed the article that says that she's a fraud, if she would stop tormenting me, and muscle test said no. I don't understand. Definitely not a high vibration person's behavior. Anyway, you know, want to know what her vibration is? Let's see. Above 200, under 200, under 90, 180, 170, 160, 150, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70. Okay, so her vibration is 70. Yeah. Now, if you ask, how can a vibration 70 person cause so much trouble? There's energy in the dark side, and it's more important to see that when you are in the basement of life, you can't see life. You can only see what you imagine. Let me just muscle this. Am I being attacked? Is there a judgment? No. Okay. All right. So I'm going to start. I apologize for the interruption, but I thought some of you would be interested. All right. So the way we start the days of power is we sit straight, straightened up. Why? So that you don't block the energy. Now, I am by myself. So you're not going to block me, you're going to block the energy for yourself. You're slouching, or you're hanging your head, or tensing up your body is going to narrow the aperture or the opening through which the light comes. So don't do it. Because then you have to sit with it like for hours to fill your puny little vessel. What is the vessel? The vessel is your ability to receive. People who are stingy also have a small vessel. Most of you are stingy, so I recommend that what should you do if you're stingy? I'm a muscle test. I haven't asked that question yet. Okay, so should you do the download several times? No. Should you just get generous? Okay, so I don't know how you do that. because if you're stingy, your vibration is also low. Don't know. Okay, I'm going to look at that. It's some article, okay? So for now, let's just do it, and you get what you get. Two of my clients, maybe three, who were traditionally very stingy, have opened up, which is amazing to me, through different spiritual practices that allowed them to experience receiving. So what makes you stingy is that you think that you are not receiving, therefore you are not going to give. And when you are receiving, you think you have something to give, and then you give, or you allow, and then you are less stingy. You're still stingy, because if I say something, and it has happened with one of the clients, I said something, and then he suddenly said, I have nothing to give, right? So anyway, I am not mocking when I talk like that. I just want to convey, because you can't see me, right? I want to convey the emotional state when this turns. All right, so you're sitting straight up, and I am going to ask you to, okay, we are not going to go through, take yourself into your belly, but I do ask you to put your hand on your belly, under the belly button, about 3 inches, the palm, and then hold it with the other hand, okay? It doesn't matter which one is close to the body. And hold it there. And allow the hand and the body to connect. Hold on a second, am I being attacked? Is it a yes? No? It's uncertain. All right. And I am going to go up. So, go up where? So the universe has 10 dimensions, and we live in the 1 to 3 is collapsed, so it's combined. It's the different levels of life. And then there are 7 more, but human spirit or whatever it is that goes up cannot go further than Bina. Now, whatever number Bina is, I can look it up, but it's somewhere around 9. And the crown is the source of the light. Okay? So I am going to climb up to Bina, I think. Am I climbing to Bina? Yes, I'm climbing to Bina. And I'm able to make myself a vessel. Now, if you climb up and you are not able or willing to take yourself, make yourself a vessel, you'll die. Burn. Okay? So, you can try, and maybe you can, and if you are a dark practitioner, maybe you can do it, and you're going to be dead. So, I make myself a vessel. Now, why do I make myself a vessel? Or what does it take to become a vessel? You have to be truly willing to receive for the sake of sharing. So I want nothing for the self. Desire for the self alone. Is that true? Nothing for desire for the self alone. Almost true. It's not 100% true. So maybe I do want something. How much? To what percent? More than 1. So I want about 1%. Oh, no, maybe when I protect myself. Not very often. But you, for the most part, is like 100%, and if you go up, you burn. So I have no concern for myself. I am happy and fulfilled by that residue that remains on the pipe or channel. That always remains. Just like if you pour water into a glass, then you pour it out, give it to somebody else, and there are drops of water on the side, that's sufficient for me. Okay? I don't need more than that. It's plenty. you and most people, on the other hand, they want the glass and they want all of it. Okay? So that is how you would burn. Okay, so I'm connecting and level one, level two, level three. Okay, that didn't work. Level three. Consolidated. Okay, I'm sold at level three. Am I attacked? No. Thank God. And then I'm going to climb. Now, I am climbing on a kind of like a, it feels like a well, a long channel. And in the middle there's something like a firemen have in their fire chute or chute, whatever is your preference, and I'm climbing up. Firemen just slide down on it, but I'm climbing up. When I'm done channeling or whatever I'm doing, I am going to slide down just like a fireman. It's a little slower because I can get hurt for the change of dimensions. So I do it slower. Alright, so I'm climbing. Pull with the arm and push with the leg. And it's going to take as long as it takes. So I'm pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing. And pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing. And pulling and pushing. And pulling and pushing and pulling. Is this my fear? Yeah, my fear. Pulling and pushing. It's scary. Pulling and pushing. Pulling and pushing. Pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing. Sometimes I just say, but I don't do what I say. And pulling and pushing 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 and. Okay, I'm getting closer. It's getting heavier. And pulling and pushing. There's the resistance. Not everybody can make it through. You need strength, a lot of practice. And pulling, pushing, and pulling, and pushing, and pulling, and pushing. And pulling, and I think I'm there. And pushing. Okay, I'm there. I'm going to sit down gently and attempt to relax myself so that I don't resist. I am, my whole body is tense for fear. Crack my neck. All right. And relax my chest. Okay. Oh. Good. I am relaxed. My hands. Okay. Relax my hands too. And wait for the light to find me open. Okay. No greed. Let go. And there it is. It doesn't come on full blast. Or at least I don't think. Maybe that's the strength of the whole thing. It takes work, by the way, to stay on tense, if that's a word. Yeah, I'm still blocking. I can feel it. Let's go. I think in meditation they make you place your hand face up because it's harder to be tense. it's possible. I am proof to that. All right, I am now open again. And the light is coming. And holy shit. Okay. It's almost as thick. Thick as in the liquid is thick. The cream is thick. Almost as thick as stone. And it's not fast, but it's lumpy. Interesting. Yeah. The lumpy light. Yeah, it's about as thick as chocolate cream. No. Vanilla. Yeah, more like vanilla cream. Like that vanilla ice cream that comes out of the machine. Okay. Relax, relax, relax. It's very hard on my body. See, being the recipient is nurturing. But being in fear and channeling it, being up here, very hard on my body. Most of the time that same day, I'm beat. I'm beat up. My guy was under the wheels of the plow, whatever the plow is. So I am only going to make it as long as I can stand it. Okay, my vessel is full. Can I stay a little bit more? So interesting. So the moment my vessel got full, the light stopped. Well, I never stayed long enough to notice that. All right, so that's it. The light filled my vessel, and it stopped using me as a channel. So I'm going to come down slowly. Okay. I landed on my feet. Excellent. And then, alright. So that was it for today. Take off it generously. This is going to be an excellent exercise for you to be present to how you block the light. Greed, for instance. Yeah, greed is a lock in your throat. You can feel it, okay? Shoulder lock, neck lock, stomach lock. And you can let go of those locks, okay? Alright, the light will be available till about 10 hours from now, 12 hours from now, but each time zone has the opening close at different times. So it's easier to say about 8:30 on April 30th. So if you're in Singapore, unfortunately, you only have like 10 minutes. So I'm going to disconnect. And I am going to send out a quick email so people in Singapore and China and other places can benefit.